Hey there, welcome to the No Holds Barred podcast, your inspirational, in-your-face, and no bullshit show, where I motivate you to live the life that you deserve. My name is Eva, and thanks for joining me here tonight. I have some kind of exciting news to share with you guys, and then a story that's going to follow the exciting event that happened to me this week. So we have, in this little expat town that I live in, Guatemala, we have a couple of, probably a few gringo watering holes where all the expats kind of hang out. And one of them closed down a while ago, and two older gentlemen bought it, and they're lovely. Well, I've only met one of them, but I've heard that the other one is also quite nice as well. Nice older men. And so they've totally revamped the bar, and they've cleaned it up, and it's a juice bar. And in the evening, I guess they're going to be playing just some cool music and a kind of a lounge type bar setting. So I pop in every now and again just to say hi and see how the renovations are coming and introduce myself and all that good stuff. So anyway, so I was talking to the owner, funny little quirky fellow, but he's lovely, and he actually hired me. So I got a job working one night a week at this cute little expat watering hole, and I'm actually really kind of excited about it for a couple of reasons. I haven't bartended. I'll be bartending, and I haven't bartended in 30 years. I used to love bartending. I had such a good time bartending. And for the second reason, it's going to get me out and get me socializing again, because I pretty much am locked in my apartment all the time working, which is fine. I mean, I don't mind doing that, but I really do need to socialize a little bit more. So I was talking to this gentleman, we'll call him John. I was talking to John one day when I went in there, and he started talking shit about somebody, and I stopped him immediately, because I mean, I know the person that he's talking about. And I said, I don't really like to talk bad about people, especially, you know, my friends or people that I know of. And I said, that's not really my thing. So, you know, how about we just not do that? And I stopped him dead in his tracks. And he, you know, immediately changed the topic, and he was fine with that. And I just want to talk a little bit about that today, about the power that we have over the conversations that we engage in, and also the power that we have over stopping gossiping, because gossiping is bullshit and is for the weak. We have better things to do and better things to talk about than other people. We are not perfect. I sure as fuck am not perfect, and I'm not going to spend 10 or 15 or 20 minutes bashing the next guy. It's not my job to do that. We're not perfect. Gossiping is bullshit. When you're in a conversation with people, and you can see that the conversation is going to start getting into shit talking about other people, you can stop that conversation. You have the power and the control to do that. You can just say to these people, hey, you know what? I don't really feel like talking about John or Henry or Susan or Sally or whoever, because I don't feel right doing that. So can we change the topic? One of two things is going to happen. A, they're going to respect the fuck out of you and they're going to change the topic. Or B, they're going to say, no, we don't really want to change the topic. And if you don't like it, you can leave. And in which case, you can leave. And probably as soon as you turn around, they're going to start talking about you too. You have to remember that people who gossip to you, gossip about you. Keep that in mind. So do you want to engage in bullshit gossip and talk about other people, which is really for the weak-minded and really only jerks do that? Or do you want to have a little bit more respect for yourself, and with that, other people will respect you more when you tell them straight out, I don't really want to gossip about anybody else. I don't really want to talk shit about other people. I think it's rude. I think it's disrespectful. I think it's bullshit. Whatever the case may be, you have the power to do that. You have the power to say, no, I don't like this conversation and I don't want to be part of it. They'll either change the topic or you walk away. You're a better person for it. Really, you are. Gossiping is bullshit. Don't engage in that. I just think gossiping is shit, and I fucking hate that. You know, because if we're all just gonna sit around and talk shit about John Henry or Sally or whoever, then as soon as one person leaves that conversation, then they're gonna start talking about you. It's a vicious cycle. You can end it. You can stop the cycle. Be that person. That's all I wanted to talk about. And the reason why I brought it up was because in this tiny little town that I live in, everybody knows everybody's business. And you can hear one story from John, and by the time it gets to Sally, the story is blown out of proportion. And then suddenly that person has a bad reputation, and they probably didn't even do anything to deserve it. And they've already got a bad rep. So, you know, don't do that. It's just poison. It really is. This is toxic and it's poison. So step away from that kind of stuff. That's all I got for you guys tonight. I hope you got a little bit out of that. I'll be a little bit sort of like a little life lesson out of that, at the very least anyway. Spread positive things about people. Say good things about people. And you know what? And if somebody wants to start talking shit about John, you can say, hey, you know what? Well, John is this. And you can turn it around and say, you know, John is a good guy. Or John, I saw John do this really kind thing for somebody. Or I don't think John is really that bad. I kind of like John. You can turn it around in so many different ways. Do that. Do that next time. Spread more positive vibes and less negative vibes. All right, that's all I got for you guys. Don't forget to check me out on Patreon. I'm going to drop a bunch of links in the description here. You can head on over to my Facebook page, Amazing Me Movement, where I do some lives. I do lives twice a week over there. You can check me out on medium.com. I write some great, heartfelt, raw, in-your-face stories over there. You can check me out on my website, amazingmemovement.com. And I also do angel card readings. So I hope you all have a fabulous evening, and I hope you got a little bit out of this message. That's all I got for you guys today, and I'll catch you back here soon.